What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. We're here on bettingpros.com, and always being brought to you by BetMGM. So as this podcast goes, every morning we get up and we make plays and we celebrate when we're great and we acknowledge it when we suck. That is the Daily Juice. That is the honesty that you get. And in the 7.5 month history of the Daily Juice, that was the worst football day of the year. It actually was the worst day overall of our 7.5 month history. So prop bets, we go 0-5. Dan went 0-3. I went 0-2. 0-5. So that's down 1.25 units. We go 1-4 on the Daily Juice plays. All of our totals don't hit. And I knew I might be in for a rough day when we have over 51.5 and the total lands for the Bills and the Colts at 51. And that was just like, you got to be kidding me. Now, I know a lot of you bet it in the morning and you got it at 50.5. So a lot of you cashed. I mean, this was one of those days where it was like a razor thin margin because, I mean, one of my props, DK Metcalf, under 4.5 receptions, he had 5. And some of you guys bet it late. It was up to 5.5. It got bet up aggressively. And some books had it at 5.5. And he dropped a pass late in the game. So he only had 5. And you guys cashed that. That's phenomenal, right? So that's great for you. Horrible for me. You know, our Tampa Bay same game teaser doesn't come in because, well, the Bucs got no pressure on Brady. And they scored 23 points because Hasicki, however you say his name, he can play. He was good, really good, but they don't pull out. I would have rather Alex Smith be the quarterback of that team, and I really thought he was going to play. Not that the bet would have been probably any different, but I really thought Alex Smith was going to play, and then he was ruled out, so that stunk. We got the Peralta two-team teaser right because the Bills wind up winning, and, well, they don't cover. The Bills didn't cover, but we saw the Rams winning outright, the Rams covering that 3.5-point line on the road, and they knock out the Seattle Seahawks. So, you know, it was just one of those days. I saw the day fairly right. I said take the Colts plus the points. I did the teaser instead. I shouldn't have bet the over. I shouldn't have taken the Colts plus 7. And as I said on the podcast, I said on my radio show, if that number hits 7, take the Colts. The number went off at 7, should have taken the Colts. I know a bunch of you guys did do that. So I'm helping you is what I'm trying to say. I'm helping you even though I'm losing. And so hopefully you are gaining some benefit from the podcast and benefit what we're talking about here every morning. And again, I'm here to take my medicine. I will take as many shots as you want to give me. If you want to go ahead and tweet at me, you want to rip me, go ahead. That's bad. Sometimes I will take offense when, you know, I have a bad day or like a 2-3 day or like, you know, a flat day. I'll take offense to that. I won't take offense to hammering me for a 1-4 day and an 0-5 prop day. I won't. That's a 1-9 mark, okay? It doesn't get much worse than that. It's not a, you know, an 8-9 unit loss day, but it's still a 5 unit loss day about. So not good. So you guys know what happens when these things go down for me like this. I do tend to turtle a little bit, and I do play less. So I have 2 plays going today in the games on Sunday. We will have the live stream again with player props. I won't do 5. I'll probably pick, 4 maybe that we'll get into. Prop bets are so finicky. Maybe we can bounce back and we can go 4-0. Maybe we're owed, you know, like a 4-0 day on Sunday. And so, you know, that wouldn't be bad. If we have a really rough Saturday and a really good Sunday, then, you know, we'll recover and we may come out of the day, we may come out of the weekend flat heading into Monday. So I've got 2 plays for the games on Sunday, and I will give you the official play for Alabama and Ohio State on Monday. I've already told you about that during the Discord chat. I don't think I've officially given that pick out yet for Alabama, Ohio State, but I will do that coming up here today on the Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. Remember the live stream, again, 11 a.m. We're back at it on our YouTube channel for player props and movements and money and whatnot. That was fun. It makes for a very long weekend for me, a very long day, but at least I had really good food today because I smoked 3 racks of ribs and I drank some really good whiskey and I was really fired up and really excited. And it was funny because I was going to bed last night And I wrote a note. I sit here at this desk and I do this podcast every night. And last night during the podcast, right afterwards, I was kind of going over some stuff. And I said, keep notification. I wrote this. I said, you feel too good about your picks. And I need to recognize that when I feel really good about my picks, most likely that should be like one of those sailor things, like red sky in the morning, sailors take warning, red sky at night, sailors delight. Like I should have had, like when I'm feeling very good about my picks, it probably should be a warning sign after what just happened yesterday. So two plays for Sunday, one play for Monday coming up here on the Daily Juice podcast. But if you guys want to get a BetMGM account, if you haven't done so, maybe your team is playing here today on a Sunday and you want to hop in, you can take advantage of the bet $1 offer to win $100 in free bets if a team scores a touchdown in a game that you bet a money line play on. When you get a new account using Juice100 for that promo code, it gets paid out in free wagers. It's available in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, and West Virginia. It's not available in the state of Pennsylvania, but remember that Iowa bonus, $500 deposit bonus, up to a $500 deposit, 100% deposit match for BetMGM in Iowa. Thanks to their new launching in that state. You must be 21 years or older. Using that promo code JUICE100, go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be physically located in Colorado, Tennessee, Indiana, New Jersey, Iowa, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem code 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. Okay, so let's start with one pick. One teaser, and then the pick for what's going to happen, in my opinion, on Monday for the national championship game, because I think the number is going to move significantly. It's already moved from where I bet it, but I'm just going to tell you where I bet it and, you know, where you go. But, okay, so here's where I am. I have no idea how the Browns stay in this game, and I fully understand that the stat is 14-1 now for underdogs to move who are going to be 14-1 against the spread in the wild card round since 2017, okay? Colts covered. Technically Washington covered the closing number, okay? Technically, because it opened up. It was down at 7. That's why the number's a little funky. It's down at 7. It's moved around a little bit. So, like, you know, did they? The Rams did. The Rams covered. They won outright. So Rams covered, Colts covered, technically Washington covered. So technically all three dogs covered. So I'm seeing people taking the Browns here against the Steelers. I have no idea how in the house of horrors that the Pittsburgh Steelers have been in, the fact that they don't have their starting left guard, they don't have their play caller, they haven't had any practice time together. You're telling me they're going into Heinz Field and they're going to keep that game close under a touchdown? Look, fade me all you want on this because I am not seeing the board well at all. But I'm laying 5.5 here at 6 now. I got it at 5.5. Go ahead and lay it. You know, I got it at 5.5. I told you guys that before. Pittsburgh minus 5.5. It's up to 6. I'm still comfortable with that up to 7. Pittsburgh minus 5.5. How in the world are the Browns going to do this? Baker Mayfield's going to do this. They're going to run the football. They're going to be able to protect Baker Mayfield when they blitz like crazy. I just don't see this. Again, I'm not seeing the board all that well, so I am shrinking right now, but I'm just going to take the most logical and the most likely scenario. You have a team that hasn't practiced, hasn't worked on a lot, you know, under a touchdown on the road in their house of horrors against the team in Pittsburgh that will not let up against the Cleveland Browns. Give me Pittsburgh. Minus 5.5 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're taking that under a touchdown up to 6.5. I would take the Pittsburgh Steelers here. And the Perrault two-team teaser that is now 14-7 on the year. We have another one of these. I'm taking the Titans, and I'm going to tease the Titans up to 9.5. The Titans might win the game outright, and this feels a little bit like the Rams game to me, where you should probably just bet, and I probably will have some sprinkle on Titans' money line for the Titans to win the game outright. I think it's very possible that the Titans, who have had the numbers for the Ravens over the years, the Titans run the football. It all comes down to whether or not we're going to see the It all comes down to my mind. It comes down to the game, where the way the game goes, all right? Does Tennessee get a lead? If they have a lead, they can play and beat anybody because they run the football really well and they put you in uncomfortable situations. Their defense is trash, okay? There's going to be prop bet opportunities like crazy tomorrow during the live stream on the Ravens. Lamar Jackson rushing props, Lamar Jackson passing props, receiving props, rushing props. I mean, that secondary is so bad. It's going to be, I think, a huge offensive game. I think the over is in play, 54.5, but I just missed my last three bets yesterday on totals by a half a point. Way wrong on the two unders, okay? Unders are dead, but watch this, just like the game that just happened between the Colts and the Bills. If I bet the over, I just can't do it. I think the over is the right side. But you say, two running teams, Matt. I don't care. They don't stop anybody. Both defenses aren't that good. I think the over 54.5 is the side to be on, but I don't have the guts to bet it right now, given how poorly I'm seeing what just happened over the last 7 days and what happened yesterday. So I'm due to hit rock bottom. Hopefully that was rock bottom yesterday, and we're going to rebound. But look, I mean, underdogs went 3-0 yesterday. The public went 0-3 technically. Again, whatever you bet Washington, if you got Washington at the end at plus 10, you're fine. 8 pushed, 8.5 cashed, 9 cashed. That dude that dropped the big bag of money. Remember I was telling you about the guy that came in at plus 9? That was the number for the professionals that got them to fire. Monster money came in at plus 9. What did the number end at? 8. Okay, so that guy cashed a huge amount of money at the South Point because 9 was the number that was firing on that the professionals wanted. So, like, technically, you could say the public went 0-3, but I don't know about that. I don't think I necessarily agree with that. But, you know, there was a lot of chalk that came in, a lot of public money that came in. And you could say, well, the public was laying it with the Bucks at minus 7.5. So I guess so. But there was a lot of public money on Washington as well. So that's where it gets a little bit complicated. It's like, where is public money? Where is pro money? You know, some books had a lot of pro money on Tampa, okay? And some books had a lot of pro money on Washington. So it's just sort of, you know, difficult to predict it, difficult to say what is and what is not going on. So that's the teaser. We're taking Tennessee up to 9.5. Pittsburgh down to a pick for one unit on the Steelers minus 5.5 up against the Cleveland Browns. So here's the thing. Alabama and Ohio State, this game, the number has moved, and this game and this number is moving. I told you about this 4 days ago where I was going to take Alabama, but I hadn't fired it exactly. I got Alabama minus 7. Now, I should have bought it to 6.5. I give you that. That was a mistake on my part, but I think Bama wins by double digits. So I talked myself out of spending the minus 130 to buy the half a point and just take it at 7 and then say if I'm wrong, maybe I get a push, but I don't know if I'm going to be wrong. I think Ohio State played their Super Bowl against Clemson. I think everything was wrapped up in that game. The Dabo Sweeney conversations, all of the things that went into the game from, you know, Justin Fields wanting to go up against the guy that will go number one. Now he's going number two, so he wanted to put some question marks out there. They couldn't guard. Chris Olave was eating alive the secondary for Clemson. He's not going to do that to Patrick Surtain in Alabama, okay? Alabama kind of coasted their way through Notre Dame. They didn't get pushed all that much. And Jaylen Waddle, even if he doesn't play or is effective, him just practicing, him warming up, him being out there is enough to make people kind of take a second glance and go, well, wait, if that guy plays, I think Bama's going to run the ball. I think Najee Harris is going to have a big game running the football. I think Mac Jones has a big game throwing the football. I think the under is a play that I will look at a lot. I'm going to wait for the public to bet this thing up as high as possible. It's as high as 76 right now. You know, get me as many points as possible, and then I'm going to bet the under. I'm hoping that we see some extra public money come in on the over here leading up to kickoff before Monday, and we're going to be on the under for the title game. But I am right now just, we're going to officially say Alabama minus 7 is the play. It is 8 at Caesars. It's as high as 9.5 at BetMGM right now. Shop around. Get the best number you can get. But like I told you guys, I put it in the Discord chat 4 days ago, but I just didn't. I needed Bama to get on a plane. I needed Ohio State to get on a plane. And once the game officially was going to be played on Monday, that's when I was going to fire on Bama in the national championship game officially on the podcast. So, official play, Alabama -7 against Ohio State for the national championship. I know you guys have your own opinions about that, and I get it. A lot of people like Ohio State. I'm just not one of them. I will talk to you during the live stream for player props and line movements and give you more advice as to what to play, where to bet, what to go. Hopefully a much better day for us on Sunday. Let's stop the bleeding. Pittsburgh -5.5, two-team teaser. Pittsburgh, who is 6 now, down to a pick, and we're taking Tennessee, and we're going to go ahead and tease them up to 9.5 at home against the Baltimore Ravens. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Every morning is the Daily Juice Podcast right here on BettingPros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.